Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The head of the U.S. Postal Service in Washington, D.C. expressed frustration earlier, saying that the ongoing election officials across the state of Kansas and other states are telling individuals not to mail in their ballots for the upcoming election. As KWCH News reports that Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has released multiple memos requesting people not mail in their ballots with concerns getting ballots delivered on time. According to Schwab, he said the best way to do it is to either vote in person or drop off your ballot at a drop box in the state. But according to the U.S. Postal Service, they say they are working double time to make sure that all mail-in ballots get there in a timely fashion.
Let me be clear. The Postal Service is ready to deliver the nation's mail-in ballots. We engage in heroic efforts intended to beat the clock.
In other news, the Kansas Department of Transportation says that they'll soon be working on a modernized project for K-23 Highway in Sheridan County. According to the release from KDOT, they say that it will cause some travel headaches in the community, but are working to widen the road by 30 feet.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS. Now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With five different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big Tent Sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
Farmers and agricultural leaders across the state of Kansas say they could be seeing a difference in the type of corn being grown in the communities, saying that they could get rid of some of the tall corn in the state and going for what they're calling as short stalks. As KSNT News reports that according to Bayer Crop Science, they say that they are looking at trying to plant near 30,000 acres in the Midwest area of short corn, saying it could promise the offering of farmers a variety that could withstand powerful windstorms and become more frequent when it comes to climate change issues across the Mid-America region. In other news, 29-year-old Aijah Hall from Wichita made her first appearance in Sedgwick County Court earlier this week after being charged with two counts of child abuse in connection to injuries that her foster child had received in the early part of the month. The child care provider was shut down and had a suspended license from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment after one of the foster care children was taken to the burn center at Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Wichita for second-degree burns to many of their lower extremities. Mid-America Network News.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The 2025 Nebraska Passport is officially available for tourists around the Mid-America region and the country that want to find the hidden gems across the great state of Nebraska. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the Passport program is celebrating its 15th year for 2024 that helps travelers discover the hidden gems as well as benefiting the 70 chosen different stops around the state by increasing the visitor traffic, sales, and visibility. The Passport program includes stops around the state, including Sydney of Beans and Steams Coffee House, the Cheyenne County Museum, and the Post Commander's Home, Hangar 39, the Chimney Rock Museum in Bayard, along with the Bean Broker Coffee House and Pub in Chadron. Other industries are also partnering with the Nebraska Passport Program as the Nebraska Tourism will be joining forces with the South Dakota Tourism and Nebraska Extension Office for workshops that cater to agritourism along with entrepreneurs and small business owners. Good America Network News.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday with a reminder for local residents to return the lead pipe survey, which is mandated by the state. Current return rate is less than half, and a follow-up mailing will be sent. An expense request for One Marysville, which is comprised of Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism, included $10,000 for one-third cost of developing a new website. Councilmember Colleen Behrens raised concerns, including overall cost, lack of information provided, and fears that convention and tourism would run short of funds, given recent low occupancy rates at local motels, which fund convention and tourism, through bed tax proceeds, which are also used to fund operations of the Kester House Museum. A compromise motion to exclude the $10,000 and table the decision pending further information was passed. Councilman Jeff Keating pushed to incorporate an updated city website with the project. A bid for the Highway 77 South project was considerably more than expected, and a special meeting will be necessary to decide whether to reject, change the scope, or accept the bid with a deadline from the state before the next regular meeting. A bid for South 11th Road will be forthcoming at the next council meeting, pending an update. Discussion followed as to merits of concrete versus asphalt construction. A special meeting was set for October 2nd at 5:30 p.m. Discussion as to moving start time for regular council meetings was mentioned, with some members in favor of an earlier start time. No decisions were made. River Valley Extension will feature a program on reviewing Medicare this evening in Hanover. Extension agent Jordan Schutte will cover Medicare changes and options available during the open enrollment period. Those on Medicare approaching retirement age or otherwise interested may attend this free program 6:30 p.m. this evening at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. RSVP requested contact the Washington office of River Valley Extension at 785-325-2121. Community Memorial Healthcare continues a series of town hall meetings regarding extension of a half-cent sales tax, and a meeting will be held at Valley Heights Junior Senior High this evening at 6:30 p.m. Washington County Hospital facilitated a town hall recently regarding child care options with some 20 parents, daycare providers, and staff in attendance. Ideas were shared for development of a facility within a hospital-owned house on B Street. No applicants had responded after recent outreach. Hospital Administrator Roxanne Schottel was our public affairs guest this past weekend and highlighted the need for additional daycare options in the Washington community.
Because we have a shortage of daycare providers, we have two people that have run a daycare here in Washington for 40 years. I don't think they have any intent of closing at this point, but after 40 years, you know that retirement will someday come to them, and I don't know what would happen in Washington when that happens. I asked them how many children that they thought that they had helped raise, and it's over 400. So that is the bulk of daycare in Washington, and yes, there are a few others, but there's just a huge shortage. I had hired an employee and had to wait 6 to 9 months for her to start just because she was waiting for a daycare position to open. So it is crucial to our community and to the businesses, to the employers.
The entire public affairs conversation with Roxanne Schottel is available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and on our social media. Dinner and show tickets remain for Friday night's performance of The Sounds of Soul at the Vermilion Community Center. They'll be serving dinner beginning at 5:30 with the show starting at 7. Tickets are available for the dinner and show or the show only. Additional details online at mcac.org through Marshall County Arts Cooperative. And dinner and show reservations can also be made through Tress Jacobson at 785-313-3500 or Audrey Brockstrom at 785-294-1146. Bonnie Weitzel, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Weitzel. Larry K. Wenzel, age 63, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned October 5th at 10 a.m. in the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Larry Wenzel. Charlene K. Kirkpatrick, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service October 5th at 10:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Charlene Kirkpatrick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, tater tots, mixed veggies, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a biscuit, broccoli, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Join United Bacon Trust for a homecoming party this Friday evening at the Marysville High School cafeteria.
Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coach's Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced.
It's all free this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School cafeteria. Brought to you by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Nick Fries. My parents are Marcus and Elizabeth Fries. I'm involved in FBLA, FCCLA, M Club, tennis, and cross country. After high school, my plans are to attend Kansas State University for mechanical engineering. My favorite high school memory is running errands for media tech class.
My name is Dahlia Fry. My parents are Rachel and Todd Fry. I'm involved in NHS, FBLA, FCCLA, M Club, Art Club, Stucco, Biology Club, Golf, Basketball, Track, and I am the Senior Class Secretary. After high school, I plan to attend the University of Kansas for elementary education. My favorite teacher is Mr. Hornung.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
Fries CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Fries CPA, downtown Marysville.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coach's Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying sunny by Friday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still mostly sunny throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And still staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine by Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s.
and sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high on this date 94. The average low 53 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 7:19. A chilly 47 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 25th of September. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, I'm Sterling Clark with the Marysville High School Alumni Association, class of 2009. I'd like to invite everyone to join us at the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion on September 27th, starting at 8 p.m. At 9 p.m., a special live performance by the original Candy Cowboy, Henry Borgeting, and starting at 9:30 p.m., Candy Cowboy Tribute Band will be playing classic rock and country hits. Come and have some fun at the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion on September 27th at Venue 36.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Along with several new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordith Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2025 Chevy Trailblazer, the 2025 Chevy Malibu and Chevy Trax. They have a new 2024 Chevy Equinox Premier, awaiting your test drive today at the Nordith Motor Company in Marysville.
The rematch is here. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. New York Liberty, Las Vegas Aces met three times in the regular season, Liberty winning each of the three. Now they'll see each other again in the WNBA semifinals. Aces with a two-game sweep of Seattle to advance, while the Liberty move on with a sweep of Atlanta. Sabrina Ionescu with a playoff career high 36 points and a mid-game boost.
Spike Lee gave me a high five.
I thought I was going to take the ball out of bounds, and I felt like New York was just like injected into my. At that moment, I was like,
he was like Spider Woman or something.
We're winning this. It was just injected. Like, it just came all the way through.
Liberty go on to close it out. They earn the semifinal matchup with Las Vegas. The other two series could end tonight. Connecticut a chance to close out Caitlin Clark and the Fever, while Minnesota can send the Mercury home. You'll see both of them on ESPN beginning at 7:30 Eastern. Kurt Miller out as L.A. Sparks coach after missing the playoffs again. Baseball, Astros clinch the AL West with a 4-3 win over the Mariners. Fourth straight division title and seven in the last eight. Aaron Judge homers for New York. Third straight game, but the Yankees lose to Baltimore. Orioles clinching a postseason berth. Guardians beat the Reds and clinch a first-round bye and home field advantage in the first series. Padres on the verge of celebrating in L.A. They had a 4-2 lead last night in the ninth. Dodgers, though, had two on and no out.
Nothing and one. Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time. On to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over!
Adding insult to injury, Shohei Ohtani was on deck. 97-3 the fan. Third triple play to end a game in the last 30 seasons. Giants crushed the Diamondbacks 11-0. Arizona's situation is precarious because the Braves, a 5-1 win over the Mets. There's quite the battle for the third NL wildcard spot.
Shop Macy's VIP sale starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Hanover, battle of two undefeateds, live on FM 95.5. Marysville Homecoming hosting Concordia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. A stimulus package announced in China helped to propel U.S. stocks to new record highs. The Dow Jones rose 83 points yesterday to close at 42,208, while the S&P advanced 0.25%, both setting new high watermarks. The NASDAQ picked up 0.5%. An e-commerce site you've probably never heard of is outperforming Amazon. Argentina's Mercado Libre is up 34% this year compared to Amazon's 27% rise. It dominates online sales in South America. She was the star witness at the trial of her ex-boyfriend, Sam Bankman-Fried. Now Carolyn Ellison has been sentenced to 2 years in prison and ordered to forfeit $11 billion for her part in the FTX cryptocurrency fraud and conspiracy scheme. As the strike at Boeing drags on, a walkout by dock workers from Maine to Texas appears likely. A contract between the International Longshoremen's Association and the nation's seaports expires on October 1st. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get closer and closer to the opening bell here on this Wednesday day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was choppy, two-sided trade pretty much all throughout the day. It was a big rally Monday, especially in the grains and oilseeds. Yesterday, a little bit more choppy, and in the livestock, it was the same story. Now, the later contracts did see quite a bit of green, but October live cattle finished down a nickel at 183.20. December, though, was up 57 at 184.40. And then again, as mentioned, the later months did see some slight gains as well. September feeder cattle, it's the same story there. Down 15 at 244.95. October, though, up 132 at 245.80. Into the hogs, October was down 17 at 82.12, but December was up a dime at 74.97. If we looked at the grains and the oil seeds again yesterday, it was choppy, two-sided. Soybeans were slightly higher once again after a big day on Monday, but both corn and wheat were weaker yesterday. Wheat this morning, as we see through the pre-trading overnight session, a little bit of weakness once again. December Kansas City wheat down 3 at 568. March down 3 at 582 and a quarter cent. Oats this morning are a bit lower. December oats down 1 and a quarter at 363 and three quarters. If we look through the row crops now, again, corn finished a few cents in the red yesterday and kind of trending down once again here this morning. December corn down 2.5 at 409 and a quarter. March down 2 and three quarters at 428. Soybeans are down a little bit this morning, after coming off of a slight gain yesterday. November beans down 8.5 at 10.33 and three quarters. January down to 10.51 and three quarters. That's 8 3/4 in the red. October soy meal down 2.10 at 321.50. And soy oil down 22 at 43.73. Cotton also trending down, with December down 35 at 73.74. Dollar index up 3 at 100.195.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State veterinary toxicologist Scott Fritz says producers should be watching out for photosensitization, a painful disease in ruminant animals that leads to individuals developing a severe sunburn. He discusses what causes the disease and how it affects cattle.
If they consume certain plants that contain photodynamic agents, they will deposit those agents in the skin. They react with ultraviolet light, certain wavelengths, and it really damages the skin, you know, which is the underlying cause. And secondary, there's a plant in, or a compound in plants called chlorophyll, right? And it's, these are forage-based animals, and so that it affects the ability of the liver to metabolize chlorophyll, and one of those breakdown products is called phylloerythrin, which will build up in serum over time and be deposited in the skin, and then will react similar to the other photodynamic agents. So the disease really progresses. Initially, you kind of get some redness, maybe some swelling. The animals will be pretty irritated and itchy. You may see some weeping. You know, the skin will scab over like that. And eventually, in severe cases, you can just lose entire patches. It's usually white-skinned areas with either no or light-colored hair that is most often affected.
While there are no treatment options available for the condition itself, Fritz says producers can take measures to alleviate some of its effects.
It's going to be supportive care. You know, really, those animals actually get really sensitive to light. You're going to find them hiding in the shade. If they've got access to a barn, you're going to find them in the barn. And when they are out in the direct sunlight, it's very irritating. It's painful. They're probably going to be pretty mad and belligerent about it. To manage those cases, you want to put them inside. And if the skin is sloughed off, you may need to add, you know, some antibiotics to cover secondary infections. Probably consider some pain control. But if you can get them inside, then they calm down quite a bit. But it takes a long time. You know, you can imagine if you slough off a big piece of skin, it's going to take a while to regrow that.
He discusses the economic impacts of photosensitization.
If you have a cow that's got photosensitization on her udder, she won't let the calf nurse. You're going to lose weight gain, potentially have some health issues in the calf. And then you go on the cow side of it. If they don't recover from, I guess, it, from the time of parturition through the time where they're nursing that animal, that's a pretty substantial metabolic demand. And if they can't gain weight during that time, you know, we're expecting that cow to start cycling again to get rebred for the next year. And if we miss out on that, then you're starting to lose calf crop. And then you consider individual animal treatment. You've got time to manage it for individual producers, and time isn't free, potentially cost of antibiotics, you know, and just if you have to move animals off range, you're losing loss of grazing land too.
That was K-State veterinary toxicologist Scott Fritz with information about photosensitization, its causes, and treatments. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 47 degrees this morning. Highs around 80 on tap again today. Plenty of sunshine.
Will your fall color season be an explosion of brilliant hues or a disappointing dud? We will examine some determining factors on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 25th, the 269th day of the year. Actor Mark Hamill has a birthday, and Congress established Yosemite National Park on this day in 1890. Peak fall color season is approaching in the northern tier of states, with prime time for the rest of the country coming over the next several weeks. But the timing can vary dramatically from year to year. We recall an unseasonably warm and wet fall in the Midwest some years ago, which delayed fall colors for several weeks. Likewise, an unusually cool or dry September can cause leaves to turn prematurely. Decreasing daylight is also a triggering factor, but conditions that break down chlorophyll bring about the most brilliant hues. For that, you should hope for dry, sunny days and cool, crisp nights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals have officially started their second-to-last three-game series of the regular season of 2024. After last night's game against the Nationals, game number two tonight is set for 5:45 first pitch. Kansas City is back on the road for their final two series after being at home at Kauffman Stadium against the San Francisco Giants, where the Giants swept the Royals and shut them out two of the three games. Right now, Kansas City is battling still for that number two slot in the American League Central as they are tied with the Detroit Tigers at 82-74 for their regular season. The Guardians are eight games ahead now at 90-67 after just a few weeks ago being closely tied to the Royals. This series goes up through Thursday before starting off their final three-game series on the road as they head to Atlanta starting on Friday for the final weekend, with the Atlanta Braves going through Sunday. Kansas City is in the running for the wild card for postgame play of 2024. At American Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown as we get ready for week number four here in the TVL. It was kind of a quick week, not only on the volleyball courts, but also on the football fields. We're going to start there. A lot of weather delays Friday night that led to a lot of blowout wins for some TVL teams, and especially some TVL teams taking on opponents outside the league as well.
We had a big week outside the TVL when they were playing non-TVL opponents. This was my favorite stat, maybe in quite some time in the TVL. Three non-league opponents faced TVL teams this week on the gridiron. They scored a grand total of 0 points, Max. That's incredible. The TVL defense just shut down everything coming at them. And, of course, as you said, led to runaway blowouts once again in week three this week.
And two of those teams that we mentioned coming up Friday night on the KNDY Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on FM 95.5, the Frankfort Wildcats make the trip up to Hanover. Jeff, let's quickly preview that game. I think it's going to be a fabulous game. You have one of the most explosive offenses in Frankfort going against probably one of the best coach teams and most experienced coach teams and coaching staffs in the league in Hanover. How do you feel this matchup's going to play out Friday night?
I'm taking the Wildcats. Frankfort versus Hanover, I'm taking the Wildcats. I don't know how this game's going to go because, as you said, both teams are just absolutely incredible. Great offenses, coaching staff. Don't discount Nick Anderson. He knows what he's doing with that Frankfort team and has them going in the right direction. Yes, Matt Hoyer has won multiple state championships, but man, oh man, they know football. That's the thing. You can have athleticism, but if you don't know football, you're in for a long night. These two teams know football, and they are going to bring it.
Moving off the gridiron, it was kind of a slow week in the cross-country realm. Last Thursday's meet at Onega got canceled. No rescheduled on that one. So on to the volleyball court here, Jeff, before we wrap it up as we look at the schedule for Tuesday. I know a lot of teams played last evening in, I think, three different competitions, but three schools that are standing heads above the rest, Centralia, Hanover, and Valley Heights, yet again at the top of the standings here in the TVL volleyball season early on.
Well, and they both had excellent weekends. Hanover taking second place at the Republic County tournament. They're only lost to Beloit. Beloit is like a 3A team, if I'm not mistaken. So Hanover really rolling in that tournament again, 4-1 in second place in the Republic County tournament. Centralia takes first place in the Hiawatha tournament. They defeat Donovan West in the championship to get the first place there at Hiawatha. And as you said, yes, there are several teams really breaking away from the pack, but still, the middle of that pack is still pretty darn good.
And, of course, stay tuned here to the TVL Rundown all season as we will highlight TVL athletes as the year rolls on. Check out the full length of this podcast at KNDYRadio.com as well as over at the TVL Spotlight. For Jeff Wirtz, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you all again next week.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 46.
KNDY.